Well, James, obviously, your friend Marnie is absolutely into farming in a big way.
Oh, she's got a great passion for it.
Yeah, I mean, from my point of view, you've talked about crops such as wheat, corn, barley, whatever. What about the animals? What sort of animals do you have on the farm?
Well, there's a varying degree of animals, ranging from very small ones to very big ones. We have chickens, geese, there's a few of the small ones, and then we have things as big as horses and cows.
Ah, talking of horses, this is where you come in, isn't it, Marnie?
I love horses.
Well, Marnie, as you know, horses are a very valued part of farming. They're used to use some of our older tools to plough the fields and stuff.
So, yeah, I've seen. So the horses drag the ploughs, Maggie.
Well,
it's amazing.
Nowadays, we have machinery to do that.
Don't you use tractors?
Yes, now. But some people still use horses. For certain jobs, we still do. We like to keep our traditions up and stuff. It's very good.
And
it's
I should think, good. Also, if you've got a difficult field to plough, you know, quite a steep incline, it's better to use a horse probably than a tractor, is it?
Well, going uphill, horses are very good. They've got some great traction, so we use them a lot for difficult fields, but of course if they're too difficult or the fields are muddy, we can't allow the horse to do that because it would be unfair and cruel to the animal.
Mm.